Casey Curry, Yellowbird, he is out there in Sampson Cree Nation out in Muscogees, and they have an awesome venture that is just firing up. It's a recording studio meant for our youth out there, and it's named in honor of the late, great Shane Yellowbird. Dante, and welcome to Windspeaker Radio Network, Casey.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so first off, condolences on the loss of such a great friend to you, cousin, like a brother to you, and the passing of Shane last year.
For sure. Thank you for that.
I'm sure he would be smiling down 100%, because tell the people, our listeners, what you guys have on the go.
Well, for starters, the reason we did this is because I remember when Shane was trying to make his name in the music business, you know, he had a few barriers, not just with his speech impediment, but he also had financial barriers that stopped him from getting some studio time. So what we wanted to do with, and the whole vision behind this, is we started this back in January of 2023, and we started constructing a music studio in the west wing of our Howard Buffalo Memorial Center in hopes that it inspires a generation of kids to, you know, get into the fine arts. It was actually locally built too. We have two local contractors who saw the vision that we had, and they bought in right away, and they said, hey, look, you know, we want to be part of this. And further along that we went, we just kind of kept it quiet. And the further along we went, my cousin Carmen, that was late Shane's brother, and his mom Colleen, they didn't really even know what the plan was for this. And they didn't know that we were going to honor Shane with this studio. And so that's what we're doing on October 3rd. We're going to be doing an honoring and then a grand opening of our recording studio. And further to that, you know, in the new generation, we also wanted to use the studio as a place, as a safe place for our youth to be able to showcase their talents. Because, you know, I believe that, you know, Indigenous youth have like an insane amount of talent. And I think, you know, building a foundation for them to be able to showcase that talent was key to be able to bring them into our facility. And what we're also going to be doing, too, is utilizing this music studio so kids can create their own podcasts and to be able to talk about issues that are, you know, that are relating to youth and youth-related issues and concerns, I guess, just for them to have a platform and to have a voice. So we finally were coming to the end of having this whole area constructed. In fact, that used to be my old office, and I saw it and I envisioned it. I said, hey, look, you know what? This would be awesome to build this. And it was a learning process as I went along, too, because, I've never built one. I didn't realize how much goes into making these. I just thought it was just this straight up, you know, put things on a wall and, you know, poke a hole in the other room so we can make a recording area. And yeah. Here, there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
And we had to pull in some financial partners in the community to make this happen, which was good because, you know, I'm always a firm believer that many hands make for light work. And, you know, we come together and everybody, you know, with a shared vision and a shared goal. And now we're going to be able to, you know, showcase and open this this studio for the community. Yeah. And especially for our youth.
Yeah, awesome. And we were talking prior to the interview about, you know, I have a bit of a history of recording myself in my younger days out in Muscogees, and how, you know, amazing is it to, and overdue, I think, to have a recording facility for the community, for the youth, right inside the HBMC. Now, is this going to be a free service for the residents and the youth out in Muscogees?
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, one of the barriers that Shane had to hurdle was, you know, his finances of getting studio time. So with that, our youth ages 17 and under are going to be able to use the facility for free. Right now, we are training and building capacity for another youth to be able to engineer all the work that's being created. And the adults, what we're going to do, and this is kind of where it kind of gets it gets fun, is there will be a fee to use the studio, which they're fine with. But what we're going to be doing eventually over time is creating a fund and moving this honoring to another level where we can honor Shane, you know, for the kids that go in, that are entering school in the fine arts. We can create some sort of bursary for them. And that's where the funds are going to go back to building that bursary and be able to help kids along their way in the fine arts.
And, you know, there's so much talent out there. And I feel like this is going to be great for the youth to get their voices heard, to maybe even keep them occupied. You know, like, it's such a positive thing to see people recording and like you said, and not just recording arts, but the fine arts, and just to have a safe space for people to gather. So hats off to you guys. Hats off to the family. And I'm sure Shane would be smiling down 100%. And we can't wait for the grand opening on October 3rd.
For sure. Thank you. I can't wait either.